Robin Hood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robin Hood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as problems like chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussive syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as to offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel syndrome, etc., by going to the Goldman Tripp website, www.goldmantripp.net. Click on the radio show icon, then scroll down, and then click the individual show by topic. There are now nearly 50 shows available. You can also get the most recent show podcasts right on the Robin Hood Radio website itself in the on-demand section. Some of the wonders of modern technology at your fingertips. What we're going to tackle in our upcoming series of shows is the extraordinary human immune system. This system is clearly on everyone's mind right now in the context of the current pandemic. The human immune system is a highly complex system of interactive organs, tissues, and specialized cells that serve to protect the entire body from foreign substances and toxins, from invading microbes like bacteria, fungi, and viruses, and from our own cells gone awry by producing the immune response. The immune response is a multi-layered biology that ultimately uses many different normal cells, tissues, organs, and physiological strategies within our own body to clear these problematic substances, invaders, or abnormal cells from the body itself. Normal immune system development and function relies on one basic biological principle, that is, the ability of that immune system to recognize substances, organisms, and cells that are in or on the body as being either self or other, and then to respond with the appropriate physiological interaction with that substance, organism, or cell. It sounds simple, but in order to function successfully, that simple biological principle must be manifested as a nearly infinite array of sensing and response mechanisms throughout our entire life, starting in utero and adapting and evolving through birth, infancy, childhood, adulthood, and old age. So today, we'll begin with an introduction and overview of that miraculous system, and we will delve into the details much more deeply as we work through the series. Remember, as we dive into this discussion, that the immune system has the complex task of recognizing what belongs to the self and what is other, and then deciding whether or not the so-called foreign material or microbe is actually harmful or beneficial. Remember, not all microbes are harmful. We have an enormous microflora of thousands of kinds of diverse bacteria and yeast that are meant to live in various parts of our body in appropriate relative proportion to each other. So, in other words, not too much of this one, not too much of that one, but lots and lots of this one. And keep within their appropriate location in the colon versus the eyelid, for example. And the immune system has to be able to recognize all of that and help keep it in balance. It's truly mind-boggling. So what actually makes up the immune system in the human body? What are the physical components? There are numerous physical organ and tissue components of the human immune system. The case could be made that all the organs and tissues of the body play a role in immune responses and therefore are part of the immune system. We shall see how that is true as we explore the intricate working of the immune system. There are also numerous kinds of specialized cells produced by various components of the immune system to help do the job of protecting the body. And we will delve into this rich and complex subject in future shows. But for now, there are several organs and tissues that play foundational roles, some of which produce specific cells that act directly in the immune response, such as T cells and antibodies. And we'll start with an overview of those, essentially from the outside in, including the skin, the mucous membranes of the mouth, nose, airways, reproductive and urinary tracts, tonsils and adenoids, the gastrointestinal system, the liver, the thymus gland, the spleen, bone marrow, lymph nodes, lymph tissue, and vessels. Skin is our largest organ by area and our front line of defense. Logically, it is a physical barrier to anything outside of the body, but it also helps protect us by producing oils, by trapping materials in our skin hairs, and by degrading and flushing foreign substances or organisms off the skin when sweating. The skin can also secrete immune cells to help mount a defense, and more on that particular role later. There are the mucous membranes of the mouth, nose, airways, reproductive, and urinary tracts. These membranes secrete mucus, which lubricates and moistens surfaces. Toxins and invading microbes can be caught in the mucus in the respiratory tract and then are moved up and out of the airways by hair-like structures called cilia that beat rhythmically in waves to carry out the problematic materials. There are small hairs in the nose as well that serve a similar function, although they're much larger than the respiratory cilia and they don't beat in waves. Enzymes found in sweat, tears, saliva, and mucous membranes in the urinary and reproductive tracts all add to the defense and can destroy microbes. The tonsils and adenoids are glands located in your throat and nasal passages and can therefore sense and react to foreign substances and microbes like bacteria or viruses as soon as they enter your body. They are among the organs that make certain types of immune cells that produce antibodies that protect you from foreign microbes. We'll tackle the nature of those antibodies and how they work later on in the series. The gastrointestinal system is vast and vastly important to immune function. Our GI system literally receives, digests, and absorbs the outside world every time we eat or drink. Saliva in the mouth produces enzymes that destroy microbes. Stomach acid has a crucial role in helping to control potentially harmful microbes. The indigenous microflora of the gut not only helps to produce and absorb crucial nutrients, but helps to keep any invading and harmful microbes under control. Additionally, there are special areas of lymphatic tissue in the GI system called, logically enough, gut-associated lymphoid tissue, or GALT for short. And these sample and react to all the material passing through the GI system to see if an immune response is required. The appendix is also an important part of the GI role in the immune system. It serves as a reservoir for healthy microflora in the gut. A healthy GI system is essential to a healthy immune system. The liver itself is a frontline immune organ. Technically part of the GI system, it nonetheless deserves its own mention. The liver is in part designed to detect, capture, and clear bacteria, viruses, and foreign substances as part of its detoxification role. The liver manages the largest collection of phagocytic cells, that is, cells that attack and destroy invaders in the body. It is an important barrier between us and the outside world. The liver is able to mount a rapid and robust immune response. Complex interactions between the numerous populations of immune cells in the liver are key to maintaining balance and overall health. The thymus gland is a fascinating organ in your upper chest beneath the top of your sternum that is crucial to the formation and function of the famous T cells, a specific type of white blood cell that protects the body from certain threats, including viruses and infection. A specific task of this cell is to learn to recognize and remember an invader so that an attack can be quickly mounted the next time this invader is encountered again. The importance of the thymus gland is expressed by the fact that it is already at its mature size at birth, and the rest of the body matures around that gland. Before birth and throughout childhood, the thymus is instrumental in the production and maturation of the T cells. The thymus produces and secretes thymosin, a hormone necessary for T cell development and production. The spleen's primary job is to filter the blood, detecting any red blood cells that are old or damaged. Blood flows through a maze of passages in the spleen. Healthy cells flow straight through, but those considered to be unhealthy are broken down by large white blood cells called macrophages. If this wasn't important enough, the spleen also plays a role in the immune response by detecting pathogens, bacteria for instance, and producing white blood cells in response, B and T cells. Around one quarter of our lymphocytes, that is a type of white blood cell, are stored in the spleen at any one time. The spleen also produces compounds called opsonins, such as properdin and tuftsin, that play a role in the immune system. Bone marrow is the soft, spongy, gelatinous tissue found in the centers of our bones. There is red marrow and yellow marrow. The yellow marrow produces fat, cartilage, and bony tissue from undifferentiated stem cells. The red marrow produces blood cells from undifferentiated, immature stem cells that can be matured into all the approximately 200 billion new blood cells that are needed every day to keep our blood healthy and vital. The red bone marrow also produces platelets, which are important to normal clotting function, and many types of the white blood cells of the immune system. The lymphatic system, consisting of lymph nodes, tissue, and vessels, is the third circulatory system of the body, arteries and veins being the other two. It creates a network of lymph nodes connected by lymphatic vessels. Lymph nodes are often clustered in areas where the lymphatic vessels branch off, such as the neck, armpits, and groin. This system transports lymph throughout the body. The lymph itself is formed from fluid that seeps through the thin walls of capillaries into the body's tissues. This fluid contains oxygen, proteins, and other nutrients that nourish the tissues. Some of this fluid re-enters the capillaries, and some of it enters the lymphatic vessels, becoming lymph. Lymph also transports foreign substances, such as bacteria, cancer cells, and dead or damaged cells that may be present in tissues, and moves it into the lymphatic vessels and to the lymph organs for disposal. All substances transported by the lymph pass through at least one lymph node, where foreign substances can be filtered out and destroyed before the fluid is returned to the bloodstream. In the lymph nodes, white blood cells can collect, interact with each other, and with antigens that stimulate a response, and then generate immune responses to foreign substances. Lymph nodes contain a mesh of tissue that is tightly packed with specialized immune cells, and we'll have more on that later in the series as well. Harmful microorganisms are filtered through the mesh, then identified and attacked by the appropriate responding white blood cells. The diaphragm is also an important part of the anatomy of the lymph system. As the diaphragm moves with breathing, it helps to move lymph between the abdomen and the chest through specialized areas in its own anatomy. So this was a very brief overview today of the physical parts of the body with major roles in the immune system. We'll get into their specific physiologies and begin to explore the immune cellular detail in the next few shows. Meanwhile, it's important to remember that all of these immune organs and tissues are physical entities that can suffer from physical three-dimensional restrictions, contractions, twists, and contortions, such as limited diaphragm excursion, muscle spasms around the organs or lymph vessels, compression of soft tissues, or other frank injuries and issues that can impede blood and other fluid flow and or lymphatic drainage, thereby negatively impacting organ and immune function. So the physical health and well-being of these organs and tissues is equally as important as their biochemical health and well-being. Which brings me back to osteopathy and to the close of today's show here, with a reminder that an osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be very helpful for immune issues of all kinds. Working gently with our hands, with the involved organs, nerves, vasculature, fascias, organ capsules, and associated tissues to release restrictions in the physical tissues of the immune organs, the diaphragm, the chest, and the involved blood and lymphatic flow, as well as to help balance the autonomic nervous system function based on anatomical detail, and to help with nutritional issues and support for whatever procedures or treatments you may be going through. Recall that all of the immune system is a complex physical entity with connections between all the parts that need to be open, flexible, and moving freely, with excellent neural conduction from the nerves, optimal arterial and venous blood flow, and lymphatic drainage to remain healthy, vital, and functioning normally. Well, I'm out of time again. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m., with evening hours on Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Well, I'll look forward to being with you next time where we delve more deeply into the immune system. Until then, you take care of yourself, stay well, and thank you for listening.